Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. I've been sharing with you this week so far on different Hebrew words that are found in the Old Testament for the word praise. And there are basically seven different Hebrew words that were translated into English as the word praise. So I've shared with you a couple of them already. And this morning we're going to look at a different one. The Hebrew word we want to look at today is yodah. And it is used 114 times in the King James and mostly in Psalms. But I'm going to read to you today Psalm 107. And then we'll talk more about the meaning of this word, yodah, that was translated as praise. I want you to listen carefully here as we read Psalm 107. David begins this psalm in this way. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. He led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Verse 9, for he satisfieth the longing soul, and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God, and contemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought them down, he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and brake their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he hath broken the gates of brass, and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Fools, because of their transgressions, and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving, and declare his works with rejoicing. That they go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters. These see the works of the Lord, and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth, and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven, they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro, and stagger like a drunken man, and are at their wit's end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet, so he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people, and praise him in the assembly of the elders. He turneth rivers into a wilderness, and the water springs into dry ground, a fruitful land into barrenness, for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. He turneth the wilderness into a standing water, and dry ground into water springs. And there he maketh the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation, and sow the fields, and plant vineyards, which may yield fruits of increase. He blesseth them also, so that they are multiplied greatly, and suffereth not their cattle to decrease. Again, they are minished and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. He poureth contempt upon princes, and causeth them to wander in the wilderness where there is no way. Yet setteth he the poor on high from affliction, and maketh him families like a flock. The righteous shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindnesses of the Lord. That's the end of that psalm. David here in this psalm, I don't know if you were following as I was reading there, but he is recounting many of the things that God had done for the Israelites through the years. And he names specific things that God did and how he cared for them over and over again. He even points out the failures of the Israelites and how that God in his love drew them back to him again. And did you notice there were four times in this psalm that as David was recounting these events, he says with much feeling, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men." Well, the word that David uses for the word praise in this psalm is yodah. And the real meaning, the actual meaning of that word is to revere or worship with extended hands. So we could correctly read those verses like this. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. Oh, that men would worship the Lord with extended hands for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. In this act of praise and worship, I see the worshiper extending his hands upward to God in recognition of who God is, and at the same time knowing that he is but dust before a holy God. It is in this act of praise and worship that we recognize that without God we can do nothing. Without him, we have no life. Without him, we have no strength. Without him, we have no hope in this life or in the life to come. We acknowledge that God is our sustainer, that by him all things consist, and that he is our all in all. That is the context and the meaning of this Hebrew word, yodah. What a beautiful word picture that is, and it is so rich in its meaning. Well, maybe some of you listeners practice the raising of your hands in your worship experience at your church, and maybe others do not do that. Well, if you would like to make that a practice in your prayer closet where you are alone with God and no one else is around, go for it. By all means, do it. It adds meaning to the expression of your heart in those times of worship. That's what David was talking about here in this psalm. Like I said earlier, in reading through that psalm, as David is recounting the many things that God did, he just broke out. There's four times in that psalm, broke out with much feeling and said, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his wonderful works, for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Oh, that men would in an act of worship raise their hands to God, acknowledging God for who he is and recognizing that we are but dust before a holy God." That's the context. That's the meaning. That's the idea of this word, yodah. It has been translated into the word praise. That's okay. It's fitting, but oh, the Hebrew meaning there is deep, it's rich. Well, I hope that you've been blessed by the study here on these Hebrew words. We still have three more to go, and look forward to sharing that with you here the rest of the week. God bless your day as you meditate on Him and worship Him today.